And now this is a dictation. For Raymond Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, May 29, 38. Address as a letter to Dr. Stron, S-T-R-O-N, 4631713. Dear Dr. Stron, follow up for Mr. Doyle, advanced renal failure, obstructive uropathy, urinary retention, folic catheter in place, indwelling. Last visit September comes accompanied with son. There has been at least 3 emergency room visits. Was having monthly catheter replacement. Follows with Dr. Lu. Catheter removed 2 days ago. Did not require placement back. They are monitoring for potential recurrence of urinary retention. He is frail, hard of hearing, uses a walker, no falls. Weight is stable but fair appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, constipation, no bleeding. Excuse me. Diarrhea from recent antibiotics, no bleeding, that has improved. No gross blood in the urine, no gross edema. Very poor physical activity. One of the emergency room, severe hypoglycemia with mental status changes. Glimperide discontinued. Did not stay in the hospital. All records review, no stroke, heart attack, pneumonia process or infection, sepsis or bleeding. He has a right-sided AV fistula. Otherwise, review system done. Medication list review, bicarbonate replacement. Coric, Midodrine for low blood pressure, completed antibiotics. One of those 2 courses was Cipro. Next paragraph, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no wheezing, no pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia, no gross ascites, no major edema, looks frail, decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From yesterday, anemia 9.1, low platelets, which is chronic but worse, present GFR 9, stage 5, sodium potassium normal, severe metabolic acidosis 12, normal albumin, corrected calcium in the low side, liver function test not elevated, normal thyroid. Abnormal urine as expected, given the indwelling catheter, which already removed. Recent C. diff negative. Last phosphorus available, 5.4. Recent CT scan abdomen and pelvis, no contrast. Persistent. Moderate bilateral hydronephrosis. Next paragraph. CKD, stage 5. Early uremic symptoms, progressively weakness, underlying obstructive uropathy, urinary retention, but now folic catheter removed, letting him have spontaneous voiding, recurrent urinary tract infection, AV fistula ready to be used on the right-sided, low blood pressure on midodrine, severe metabolic acidosis for intercurrent diarrhea exposed to antibiotics, we have a long discussion about starting dialysis, the AV fistula, the needle placement. Family will provide transportation the first few days, but otherwise they will need social assistance. Some problems that he is close to ALMA, A-L-M-A, but technically belongs to Midland County. We'll see what services will be able to cross boundaries. We will treat anemia with EPO in the facility. We discuss about diet and phosphorus binders. He has low platelets but no active bleeding. They are willing to proceed. Also discuss at length prolonged visit, end of dictation.